Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep, and I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes
Oh, The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
I'm Courtney Robertson, the most notorious villain in Bachelor history. And I have more than a few secrets to tell. But I am not the only one with tea to spill. Every week, I'm going to be talking to another icon of reality television about the things they can only say off contract. Hi, guys. It's Courtney Robertson with Off Contract here. I'm your host. Today, a dream comes true for me as I'm joined by a living legend, somebody who redefined what was possible in the game and helped alter the trajectory of The Bachelor forever. After decimating the competition with her visionary style of play in the pre-IG era, she's the co-host of the Almost Famous podcast with season 20 Bachelor Ben Higgins. She finished in ninth place on The Bachelor season 19 after one of the most memorable two-on-ones in history. She was a standout all-star in VIP season 2 and 3 and winner of the only season of The Bachelor Winter Games. Please welcome someone who is firmly cemented in the conversation about the greatest players of all time, Ashley Iaconetta.
Courtney, I can't even respond to that. I have never been so flattered in my entire life. That is seriously, like, it's way beyond kind. And I will humbly, I don't even know what the word is. Just thank you for like the sweetest intro that anybody could ever imagine. And so much of it is not true, but it's very kind to hear you say that.
Carl, I've been watching you from the beginning, and that's one of my questions. I'm so happy to have you here. We've met in person a handful of times. We did the iHeartRadio with Lionel Richie in Vegas, and since I've seen you, so much has happened. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start out with a couple quick questions, and then we're going to go into everything, if you're okay with that.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you, this is a little, what did you watch growing up?
Like what age?
Like teenager, high school, like what shows did you watch?
TV shows? Teenager. What American Idol was just my number one. Like it dominated my entire high school life. I would write like vote for like Blake or vote for Chris or whatever on the car with like car markers.
No.
And yeah. And I like would travel to different states during the summer tour. And we like my sister and I, one time we were so gutsy. We saw this guy was their stage manager, I think, or like head of security every year. And one year we were like, hey, we see that you like are kind of in charge of the meet and greet. Can we get some meet and greets? And then every year he gave us meet and greets.
Girl, you were like dialed in. Did you like call in and vote? Or like vote for?
Oh, I voted like all night long, especially on finales. And sometimes I don't know how I possibly did this, but I would like tally how many times I voted. And in season 6, I was obsessed with Blake Lewis, and I love the winner Jordan Sparks as well.
But oh, she's from Arizona.
I love Jordan. I'm glad she won. Actually, I think she was like the perfect American Idol, but I was so obsessed with Blake. I voted for him like 700 times. And then David Cook, who I was so obsessed the following season, ended up playing our wedding.
He played. Oh, talk about full circle. That is like manifestation.
Cool.
Like,
can't believe it.
Well, I was curious to ask you if you watched Dawson's Creek, because, you know.
I did not. I watched, I have never gotten into it. I named Dawson after Jack Dawson from Titanic.
Oh, I love his name, by the way. And that brings me to my second question. How is Jarrett doing after Tom Brady got knocked out by Dallas?
He's fine. He's just like, Jarrett moves on to the next Tom Brady headline, like pretty much immediately. So now it's all about him trying to figure out and getting all of like the insider points of view on where he's going next and like if he's going to go somewhere else next.
Right. Yeah. On to the next thing.
Yeah. There always is a Tom.
I follow, I don't do clickbait very much, but once I did and it was Tom Brady and it was like, what's the vegetable Tom Brady doesn't eat? And I clicked through. Yep. You got it. So what was your first season of The Bachelor that you saw?
It was Allie's season was the first Bachelorette season that I watched in its entirety.
Same.
My really?
Yeah.
My mom and I binge watched it. I was babysitting and they had it on the TiVo at the time.
The TiVo?
Yeah, the TiVo. And I was like, I guess I'll give this a try. And then I came home after watching 2 episodes. I was like, Mom, I think we got to finish this whole season. This is great. And her finale was about to be on. So we binged it like on Apple TV when you had to like buy each episode in about 48 hours right before her finale. And then oddly, we never thought to watch The Bachelor when it came around, you know, 4 months later. But my sister was in New York and she was, very ironically, babysitting for a sixth grader or fifth or sixth grader, a boy, who he and his mom would bond over The Bachelor. And he got her into it. And then she was like, you have to watch Brad Womack's season. This is amazing. And she was like, there's this girl, Emily, and she's everything I've ever wanted to be. And that's how we officially started watching the show.
Oh my gosh. So that was like, you and I started watching at the same time. Did you have any like hero players or anybody like before you went on that you?
Well, you were definitely one of them. I'd say Emily and Michelle Money my two idols from that first season. And then seeing Michelle also on Bachelor in Paradise, and just the way, like, she was like so into makeup and had so many different looks, and like she was hilarious but kept it real. And she was like that borderline, am I a villain sometimes, or am I just like authentic? And yes. And then you were a little bit more on the show in that villain territory. But like, even though you were the quote villain, we cracked up and loved watching you so much. We're like, this girl, she's different, but she's not someone you hate. She's someone you love to watch. That's for sure. And then Emily was Miss Perfect Emily. And just like, you just want to present yourself like Emily in like every social situation that you have. Right. But it was your
channel, your inner Emily.
Yeah. But it was, as far as players go, I poured through your book. I still think it was maybe the best Bachelor tell-all. It was the best Bachelor tell-all book.
Yeah, I didn't pay her to say that, guys. I promise. No. Thank you.
And, yeah, it was.
I poured really everything juicy into it, like a little, probably too much. I probably poured a little too much tea into it, but
no, it was good. And it was like the original one. So everybody else had a lot of competition after yours, but I read it right before and during my casting process.
I'm so glad. I hope it helped in some way.
It helped in the most way. I tell this story all the time. We'll tell it for the audience. In the Bachelor casting weekend, when there's 50 and they're trying to narrow it down to like 30 to 25, you go into like a mock interview and you think it's one-on-one with one producer in front of a camera and like you're filming a tape. But because of Courtney's book, I knew that secretly a whole room of like 30 producers were watching. No, nobody knew it until your book. And so I knew that I was like kind of performing for a whole room. And when I walked in, they say, they guide you out to the next room. They're like, okay, next up, you're going to have this, or we'll walk you to your room, like through this door, whatever. And then they walk you into like the surprise room.
And there's everybody there, like a lawn, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a TV that you saw that they were watching you on. And I go, I was expecting all of you. I read Courtney Robertson's book.
Oh my God. And they probably like got a kick out of that. Oh my God. I also was curious because the game has changed so much, but did you have an Instagram when you went on the show?
Oh my gosh. My son just bursts in the door in the cutest way. Oh my gosh.
Give me that baby. I want to see
him. Dawson, are you kidding me? He literally like opened the door like, I'm here. It's been 10 minutes. Okay. Yeah. So
was that like in your time? Did you have an Instagram when you went on the show?
So in the intro, you said that it was pre-Instagram. It was pre-Instagram as far as getting a following and using it in any sorts of ways as a business. I did have an Instagram, I think, for 2 years before filming, but like, this is like, you'd like legit post like the cupcakes that you made that night and like,
same.
You know, just your dinner, stupidest things. Yeah. It was definitely not a way to make money or even like present yourself and like a look at me. It was like you and your 5-10 friends like sharing your lives.
Yeah. It was like basically Facebook, but with images, like just mainly images. Awesome. How's that little boy doing over there? Do you need to get him?
No. He's so good. He's with dad now.
So we're going to talk about your time in the game. I know. I'll just kind of skim over these. So you kind of went in playing a good girl archetype. Were you encouraged by producers to lean heavily into your virginity, or was that just your idea, or was that like encouraged?
Well, I was open about it in my audition tape because I did know that it set me apart from other people. So in my elaborate audition tape in which I went,
I was going to ask you about that too.
They thought I was insane. They were like, they saw this audition tape and they're like, this girl is
Did they nuts. Call you Let's like the next in. Day? Were they like, they called you and then what was that call like?
I actually sent my tape in for what would be Juan Pablo's season in July 2013. Yeah. But I didn't know Juan Pablo was going to be the Bachelor, and I would not have wanted to be on that season. I would have probably been eliminated like night one or two. I can't imagine us having
I can't imagine. I feel like I love that about you, that you have that like strong, like I love your podcast because like you actually like push back and you just don't just go with the flow. Like you kind of like speak your mind. And I really love that about you. I listen regularly. It's, you know, when I have the kids going on, I just like put on the podcast. I love it. So I don't think that you would have been, that would have been a totally different season. So that's, your I think your intro tape that you sent in still lives on the internet too.
It does live on my Instagram in like a 60 second form. It was about 3 minutes or plus. And let me tell you, I am not embarrassed by much. And I can laugh at my very cringy moments, but there are times in this audition tape that like the cringe goes beyond something I can share with people. I basically did like an Elle Woods type Harvard admission tape where I went through the entire season in like an hour, in 3 minutes. So we like got out of the limo. My sister was the bachelor. She had her on her face was a plastic plate and it had a question mark on it because we didn't know who the bachelor was going to be. And then in the little bubble, I put like a little overlay that said, I hope it would be Jeff Holm. Could you imagine?
Stop it. Yeah, I know.
Because I had such a crush on and I've met him the most briefly. Like he said hi at Stagecoach, the place where all bachelor things go down.
Oh,
I can't honestly say that I met him because it was truly like a hello. And but I've heard not the greatest of things.
Well, so. I experienced him when I went out with Ari back when after my season. So I mean, he's just not the best guy ever for sure. Yeah. There's another story there, but,
and I heard it went down a lot with Ari, a lot for that seat, a lot for that. Yeah.
There was a lot that went uncovered. There's a lot of stones unturned there, but that will just live in.
I don't know that story. All I know is that Ari has something to do with like some of, Jeff's bad reputation.
Oh, and, like, I think it's vice versa. Yeah, both of them. Really? They were just like going out together. Like, I mean, what guys do when they get off the season? They're just like, all the girls are throwing themselves at them. And like, he like, you know, I don't know about you. And this is like totally even just between you and me. Like if you've ever experienced people in Bachelor Nation where you're just like, ooh, you get a bad taste in your mouth. I would say he's probably the only person I've ever felt that way with.
Interesting.
Yeah, but we don't need to go there. We'll just keep it positive. This is about you. Yeah. This is your interview. So I wanted to ask you about Chelsea Poe. I know you've talked about
Kelsey,
it recently.
Kelsey Poe.
Yeah, Kelsey Poe. Did she kill her husband?
I swear to you that I thought there was a TikTok that was deleted a couple weeks ago because in the comments there was too much insinuation about that. But then I found the TikTok again yesterday. It like reemerged.
I loved your 2-on-1. That was epic. It is like it's never really happened since then. You guys both got eliminated on the 2-on-1. You held your own in the Badlands. So did you feel like they left you to die? Did you, in that moment, did you feel like the producers were your friends? I'm sure like during filming, I felt like the producers were my friends. Like, did you have a moment of like,
well, I always tell that I had like a bottle of champagne split between me and my producer that day because we were like champagne in celebration mode, thinking that of course I nailed it. Of course I was getting the rose. And like, I truly wonder if she knew that he was planning on eliminating me as well that day.
Really?
Yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter. It was still fun. And I actually wouldn't change that memory for anything. It unfolded perfectly. And truly, if it weren't for that crazy episode, who knows where my life would be today. I mean, I maybe wouldn't have been a shoo-in for Paradise. I probably wouldn't have been as memorable as a character on the show. So
I was appreciative of
how it went down.
If you were ever, if they ever asked you if you were ever in talks to be the Bachelorette, because I would love to know that. And like, I watched you and I was like, this girl looks like a Kardashian. Her makeup is on fleek. Like I watched you. And like, so I was a fan of you, you know, and I'm watching, I'm like, this girl is so pretty and holds her own. Sweet. Yeah. But I wondered if they ever were in talks with you to be the Bachelorette, because I would have been here for it all the way.
I feel like a small percentage of the audience would have been there for it, but there's a huge majority that would not have. So no, I was never in talks and I was never asked that question until last week, actually.
Really?
For the first time I was asked it last week on another podcast. Yeah. No.
Well, and you know, it's funny, like I always say, like talking about like you have your beautiful baby and your family now, and like I'm in the same boat, and like it's kind of, you know, one of those things, like it, I would have met my husband if it hadn't been for the show. Like
I know.
he knew of me from the show, and like I
I
kept
know.
popping up in his Instagram feed, like, and you know, you and I were in Vegas together. Remember, I was so single,
Oh my
and
gosh, yes, I
I was
remember.
close with David for
Yeah. I know.
a
We went to a comedian named David's show. I don't know how secretive you are about that.
It's, you know, I asked him to come on this. He's not gonna come
No, you
on,
didn't.
but yeah.
That would have been a good episode.
I
Yeah, I
know.
know. And it's been awesome to watch your life unfold. And it really happened so quickly. And it's like, I feel like it must have been 6 months from when I saw you there, which feels like yesterday. But I know Jared and I were together, but I don't think we were married yet. Was that
No,
just
probably
in
2018, I think.
2000? I think it was 2019 before we got married. And
You guys were
was
so
like,
cute. And I have to say about Jared, like, because I only saw him on TV and I met him, and you guys
yeah.
both have such high
We drop it
likability.
everywhere.
Oh my gosh, please. Thank you. That's
Especially
so
Jared,
nice.
too. Like, he's
No,
just like,
especially Jared. There's like never been
no.
anybody who's met Jared and been like, I don't really like that guy.
But, like,
No,
I feel
Jared,
like
there has
many
not been.
people. I promise you.
There has not been.
There's
I'm a
many.
good read on people, and like, he is like down to earth, like, as they get. Like, it's, you know.
You want to know how down to earth he is?
Tell
I'm not down
me.
to earth at
Yeah,
all.
I'm gonna say it. We were Christmas shopping at Walmart, and he said to me, I want to work at Walmart. He literally goes, I just want a simple 9 to 5 where I can go to like the highway bar on the way home from work and grab a beer with the regulars.
With the fellas. With the fellas. Go play softball
And you know
after.
what? I feel like he honestly wouldn't be unhappy with that life.
I don't know.
I
Is he
think
okay standing on his feet all day? What is he gonna wear?
that's
Some
not
Skechers
true.
Shape
That's not
Ups
true. He
or?
said, are you okay standing on your feet all day? But he does that at the coffee shop or Audrey's, a restaurant.
I want to come visit you guys. I'm definitely gonna make that a point, and I'll
Oh,
bring
we'd love to do
Paloma so we
that.
can introduce her to Dawson.
Would love.
But I love that is super down to earth. And by the way,
Is so sweet.
I would love to see Jared working at Walmart for a day. And that brings me
Yeah.
to like your social media and what you've done is really apart from anybody else. Like I personally think that you could run like Bachelor Nation and like book people and get a percentage, just so you know. Like what you've done, like I could never do. Like I never really tapped into the influencing and stuff like that. And I wanted to ask you, A, how was it to get to 1 million followers? And what did that feel like? And B, would you ever be an agent for contestants coming off? And
Oh man.
I know that's a loaded
Yeah,
question.
no, getting to 1 million obviously felt great. It is like a whole other different business when you hit that. I like to think that my master's in broadcasting plays a little bit of a role in like how I can communicate digitally. And like
Yeah, that's
understanding
a
what like the fandom
major.
wants to see. And then I also being an agent for them, I could not do tackle that now, but you know,
Right.
maybe if like I was done influencing and it was just like for a certain group of people and like Instagram totally goes away and I need to find a new avenue, it would be interesting to like, I wouldn't say that I could be an agent getting deals, but I think I could go into the like marketing for other people. And
Right.
like creating content for other people.
But you could get like a percentage. Like, so let's say
Oh, sure.
they get a brand deal and like you bring, you know, I could see you thriving in that.
No,
'Cause
thank
there's
you.
not a lot of people. I mean, I know people are coming off the show now and it's different from my time.
It's
Instagram
totally
wasn't a
different.
thing
It's different
and
now than it was for me, and you were different, and you were just 2 years before me.
I know I missed the boat on all
I
the
know we got
following.
really lucky with the
Oh.
timing.
I know. I was like, but I don't even know what I would do with that kind of following. I think it'd be a lot of pressure. You know, like I would like overthink everything I post, and but it's natural to you. So
You still overthink everything you post, and like there's a lot of stuff that you think would be like fun to post, but then you're like, nobody's gonna like that. So,
I like all of your posts. I
oh, thank
really
you.
do. And especially because you have your baby now. And so reels, I love reels. We'll just touch on Instagram one more time. And I
Yeah.
have bonuses too, which by the way, my bonus is like 1200. Not that we need to talk about that, but
your what do you mean your bonus is 1200?
So you can make money off of your reels.
Oh yeah. Okay. I've not dived into this yet.
You should, because you have a million followers. You just have to activate your bonuses. You could probably be making so much off of your reels. And I love reels, and it's like they're competing with TikTok on Instagram.
Well, of course. I kind of wish that Instagram would be like, okay, people know and love us for photos. And these types of things, aka reels, are what TikTok is known for. And YouTube, you are known for longer form footage. So let's stick to what we're good at. But it's like now Instagram wants to be TikTok, and then YouTube is going into YouTube Shorts. And it's just like,
it's the oldest story in the world. Like, actors want to be rock stars, models want to be actresses. Yeah. I mean, it goes back to everything. And that was another question I have for you. I'm yard selling, but we'll stick to this. I wanted to ask you if you miss LA, because we lived in LA for a long time. And
I very much do. Do you?
I miss like the celebrity of it all. Yeah. And I go back for visits and see people, and like, I get a little sad sometimes, you know, because it was just like an exciting time in my life. But I'm in such a different phase now where, you know, I can't imagine having a kid and living there. Like, what?
Oh, neither can I. But I think mostly because like I'm close, like we live in Rhode Island, right? Which is by Jared's family. But I still pretty much go home a week out of every month to be with my family in Virginia. It's an hour flight. It is the easiest. And then like my mom and my sister fly up here too, like sometimes for like a weekend every month. It depends on the month, you know. But I
have the help
family reason. I can't imagine living in LA now. I would like to live in LA though, just for like the thriving reason. One, I do feel like business is easier. It's easier there because we're in entertainment. And then I just like feel like I have more of a circle. I have friends all throughout the country because of different chapters of, you know, your life, like grad school, high school, you know, homes, friends, and then friends here. But then I feel like of all my hubs, LA probably has the most. So I miss that. And then I do miss that like sparkle, that celebrity sparkle factor. Just
like going to get a coffee and seeing Josh Jamel, or like getting invited to like little off the wall things. That's and you get to get dressed up and get glammed up.
I don't have a reason to get dressed up unless it's like a date here. Same. And that's what bumps me out.
Same.
But yes. Do I want to like sit on the couch 6 out of 7 days a week? Yeah. But I do want that 7th day where we like go to a movie premiere.
Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, you're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the Skin Safe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co. with code ROSES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you. Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. Mm. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, and now I want to replace the whole drawer with MeUndies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my which is not what this ad is about. But I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no rollback waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Yeah, and put your heels on and like go get like maybe fast food on your way home and like just have that night. I know I miss that. And like, I feel like I get that with like visits and stuff and like I don't miss the traffic. But it's just also like, I have to remember, like, this is a season of our life. We have little kids. But I kind of want to go back.
I go back next week. So every time it seems like I go back, I'm like, oh, I feel alive. I feel
Yes, I know. It's like,
and Jared's sweet because he's tries to say like things like, you know, like we can really think about getting like a place here for 3 months out of the year. I'm like, Jared, it's gonna be 3 months out of the year. Like, no,
and
like
it's so expensive.
We're not gonna afford that. You know, we're not gonna do that. But like,
well, how are your girlfriends in Rhode Island? Like, it's hard. I feel like when you get older and you have kids, like you have your mommy friends and like, but even that, like it's work to like sift through like who you have anything in common with. Like my son's now in preschool and like I've had play dates with mommy friends and I'm like, it's like a date. Like it's like dating. It's
such a date. I had a mommy date the other day. And it's like, it went great. It was so great, you know? And I had like another mommy date a couple weeks ago. Like I'm really trying and I like these girls for sure, but like it is hard to be like, ah, you don't know my whole life story. You weren't with me throughout this. People talk about making friends in their 20s. I think making friends in your 20s is probably easier when you're still like in that, like we got to go out and find our partner. We're living like more of a like a on the edge emotional life. When you're just like kind of steady, it seems to be harder to like connect in the way where it's like, that was a great time, but am I like itching to do it again? Yeah, we'll do it again, but like I don't crave, I don't know, you crave the community part of it.
Yes.
But like you mostly just crave the comfort of your old friends, of your
but like it's like just come over friends. Let's watch some garbage TV, like you know, like that kind of, obviously it's different with kids, but I completely agree, like you know, it takes time and it's also exhausting. It feels like dating and you have the kids and you're like trying to wrangle them and you can't really have a fluid conversation.
Yeah. And then you're like, I just want to sit on the couch with somebody that like I could just watch a show and it wouldn't be awkward if we were like quiet for 45 minutes.
Totally.
And just like quiet company.
Quiet company, girl. That is where it's at. And that's what I have with my best friend who lives in LA. So like I'll fly out for the day to see her.
Oh, that's nice.
But it's just not the same, you know, it's just, it's definitely tricky. And I will say with the show stuff too, like there's that little element of like, do they know me from the show? And like, how do I get to know somebody without like divulging too much? Or are they fans of the show? I don't know if you've experienced that, but in the back of my mind, it's always kind of there, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes I almost feel like it's easier to connect to the people that kind of have like a grasp on
right.
who you are previously.
Do you guys get like stopped for photos in town there?
Yeah, but you know, when Jared and I are out by ourselves, not much. It's when we're out like as a family that people notice.
Yeah.
And we still love it.
Well, oh, Dawson we, like, can break the internet, man. Oh, I'm sure.
He can break the internet. He's something to see. But your kids are adorable and beautiful too. They're so gorgeous.
I'm obsessed and they're sleeping through the night, so I feel good. And I think I messaged, we were DMing on Instagram, and I definitely had some postpartum anxiety. So I don't know if you experienced that. Like it's like you have kids and your mortality gets so you're just it's like the crate. It's just this thing. Like I've never really experienced that. Like I'm in the shower. What if I fall? And you know, whatever it is, like, did you experience that at all? Like traveling?
I've always been that kind of person who's like constantly like, this is not a way to live. But you know, thank you anxiety medication because I'll always be like, if my mom and dad don't like pick up the phone, I'll be like, they're lying dead on the ground. And if they don't call, if they don't answer me back in the next 10 minutes, and if they don't answer the house phone and the cell phone, like I'm calling somebody to go over there and check on them. Like that's always how I've been. I've always come to be like, do me like that. I'm a positive optimistic person, but when it comes to like
worst case scenario,
death of my family, it's like always looming in the back of my head. So I think with Dawson, I started thinking a little bit like of your like our mortality as parents a little bit more because I always worry about my family, never like my own self. And you think about that for him, and then of course, then you just like always worry like about like stairs. You know, I think about stairs all the time, like when I'm walking with him down the stairs and how careful I have to be. The HBO show The Staircase came out like when he was 2 months old, and
that show shook me.
Oh god, true nightmares. There's something about Toni Collette and her dying face that'll really get you.
Oh, and the stair, and she fell and hit the wall, and I feel the same way. I have like a fear of elevators. I don't know if you have like a fear that you've never.
I don't like elevators. I do not like them.
So now you know you have a kid. So like my thing in the summer in Arizona, it's so hot. I'll take him to the mall or take the kids to the mall, and like you can't. There's all these. I tried to do an escalator. I almost fell off with the stroller. But you have to wait for the elevator, and like I've had to get over that. Like that has been like my dad even said growing up, Courtney, you never want to get in an elevator, but you have those like little fears. So maybe yours is stairs.
The stairs have become my fear this year.
I
just feel like if you fall down the stairs with your kid in your arms, that's a nightmare.
Do you have any advice for people? Like what would be your best or some advice you'd give somebody starting a podcast? Anything.
Starting podcasts are hard because it's such a saturated field, you know?
Like question for you is like, you have a successful podcast in the Bachelor podcast world. What appeals to you about the podcast format? Like what?
I think it's always like the long form conversation and letting it roll and like not having the stress of having to wrap at a certain point, hopefully. And just kind of letting the conversation go where it may take you and getting off the page is actually totally fine. You don't have to like stick to a rundown of questions. I always think it's good to have a list of questions to be able to lean on, but like just kind of go with where the conversation, that's usually, and it's fun and it's easy to listen to. I never used to like listen to podcasts very much. And now that I do listen to more, it's just funny how interesting it is to just have a conversation that you're not really a part of going on in the background. I found that it's nice with having Dawson, like when Dawson and I are home alone and like, obviously like I talk to him, but like, we don't converse.
Oh, there's days where I would be like, I need an adult conversation.
Exactly. And that's really helpful to just have something in the background. So it's like, my mind feels like I'm part of a conversation, even though like I'm not an active participant.
Oh, that, yeah. When you've made a, you've done such a great job with it. That's really helpful to me. And how do you navigate spilling tea on your show and also maintaining a good relationship with producers and stuff? Because I feel like it's such a fine dance, and I did that with my book. I mean, you know, it was a fine line. Like,
that
how do you?
Such a good question, because it's just, like, really hard, and I second guess myself all the time.
Same.
I don't know if I have. I think just basically at the end of, like, every complaint or criticism, it's kind of like, overall, it's always been wonderful. Like, they've given me the best experience of my life. It was a, like, 97% positive experience. I wouldn't be anywhere where I am today without them. So I think it's just all gratefulness over everything. But, you know, it gets hard. Not really about, like, my own story and relationship with them, but, like, when you have to criticize a show and decisions that are made, you know, with the upper echelon.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, you know, like Zach for Bachelor. It's like, I feel like nobody was really supportive of that except for whoever is in, like, that upstairs room. And it's just hard when you're like, oh, were my friends part of that decision? Like, what were they thinking about? Like, what would I say to, like, them in real life if they were to come to me and say, like, hey, I heard you talking smack about our choice. You know, I think I would just be honest. I think what I say on the podcast is probably a lot of what I would say to their face, maybe a little bit more gently.
I love how blunt you are. I love it. And it's like, who would you have picked for Bachelor? Like,
I would have picked Peter Krause.
So oh,
I go, yeah.
With the gap in his teeth?
Yeah. I think Peter Krause is the greatest bachelor that never was.
I agree.
He is mature and incredibly good looking and charming. And I think he would have been just so engaged.
Jared.
The female. Yeah, I know. He just clears his throat. But he agrees with me. That's his answer, too. He would have just been, like, fun for the, I feel like, the women to watch and
bring an old thing back.
And yeah, exactly. And he's like 30, I want to say he's like close to 38-ish, 37.
So he's like ready.
Yeah. And not that, like, age really, I think that, like, once you hit a certain, like, 28, like, does it really make sense? Is there really, like, more of a readiness? I don't know. But I just think that he, like, has that it factor. And there's a couple other guys that I would definitely throw out there. I think, like, my other choice would probably have been Andrew. I love Andrew.
I was just going to say Andrew Spencer. He's I like
him. He's adorable. He's so cute.
Just, like, his face lights up.
Oh, I know. He's just, like, has, like, this innocence and, like, this friendliness. He's like a golden retriever.
Mm-hmm. I love him. So my last couple questions, and you're going to appreciate this. I know you and I have something in common, which is Sex and the City.
Yay!
I feel, so what is your, do you have any single girl behavior that you, something you do when nobody's watching? If you want, I can go first.
Well, I'll go first, but then, like, please tell me your answer.
Yes.
Because I love this. I was talking about this on my I Don't Get It podcast, which is my girl talk podcast.
Oh, I can't wait to tune in.
So, yeah, anything that, like, pertains to, like, millennial girl life, we just are like, we don't get it.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
I am just like really on the Joe Burrow TikTok train. Like the Bengals quarterback, if you're not familiar, he's 26. He's cool. He's so swaggy. He's like adorable. And
that's how I feel about Justin
Bieber. He's hot. Yeah, this thing with Justin Bieber. That's amazing.
My whole feed is Justin Bieber video, like from like fan accounts.
Really?
On Instagram.
Jared and I, we share a TikTok. So whenever he goes on TikTok, he's like, Ash, do you think that you've changed the algorithm to just be Joe Burrow thirst traps? And it's like, yes, I have. So we talked in the podcast, we're like, what is it okay to have a celebrity crush? Like, and is it okay to daydream? It's like, I couldn't help but wonder, as Carrie would say, is it okay to have a celebrity crush and daydream about him a little bit? To the point of like, you know, I'll think about running into him at a bar and like flirting with him, but not like anything beyond that, really. That's okay. I think that is my single girl behavior, is that I will look at thirst traps of currently Joe Burrow and daydream a little bit. What do you do?
You've got to daydream a little bit. Well, obviously.
You've got to, right?
You do. I mean, there's so much time in the day, honestly. There is so much time in the day. What are you going to do? So obviously Justin Bieber videos, like if you saw my popular feed, it's all him. But like something I like to do, like when I have time to myself, as you know, it's hard to carve out when my husband's away. I have a big magnifying mirror and I like to sit in the window. And
you're that girl. That's like classic.
Classic.
Isn't that like, wasn't that in a movie?
Yeah, Charlotte was like, I like to look at my pores. Then I take the tweezers and you have thick eyebrows. But like as you get older, you get these little dark hairs.
Oh, I have a little chin hair that keeps reoccurring. It's very embarrassing.
Like, but like if you sit in the light, you can see what kind of hair. And it's like, it's relaxing to me. Like I get little hairs around here and I just pluck them out. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I've been walking around looking like this.
I know.
So I sit there with the mirror in the light and I just pluck the hairs out. That's one of my little single girl behaviors.
Did you get that from Charlotte?
No, I've always done it. And then like, if you see like a little pimple, which I'm getting one right here, I'm like, I'm almost 40. Like how am I still breaking out?
I will be that. I will break out till I'm 50.
Honestly, what gives? Like what gives? Like, and my husband, I look at him in the morning and his skin is like flawless.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, must be nice. Like,
it's just so annoying.
It's so annoying. And then like if I try to do surgery and it like goes bad, I'm like, oh, I tried to pop a pimple and I have to come out and like admit that to him.
Yeah.
And he's like, what happened? I'm like, I don't know. I thought it was ready. And he's like, stop.
I would be there telling you you shouldn't touch it, but I can't say that I've never performed surgery on my own face as well. It's fun. You clean all your tools and you're like, no, this time we'll be successful.
And you get that perfect pop and you're like, it all came out. It's ready. And you have like, I always watch your skin stuff because I'm still like breaking out at 40 and then you have kids and
I'm totally medicated and I'm just concerned. And like, it's so clear right now. It's like maybe the clearest it's ever been. Thank you. But like, the second I get off all that to get the second kid, I'm like dreading it. I'm like, Jared, I don't know whether I'm dreading more being sick and throwing up for months or just not feeling good about myself.
It's everything. We're considering having a third and
you are.
I'm almost 40 and my husband really wants another. And I was so sick with Paloma and I know I messaged you. I was like, but with my son, it was different. And with her, I think the girl hormones are different.
That's what they say. I'm scared if I even had a girl, it'd be even worse.
I felt hungover every day. Just,
oh yeah, that's how I felt too.
Huge. And like, so that was another thing I wanted to ask you is like, now that he's older, like, you know, they say you have like selective memory, like has that like gone away? Like, are you ready to do it again? Are you feeling like, cause for me that happened with Joaquin, like you just kind of forget, you know, how bad you felt.
There's definitely that. And I was, when it was happening, I was like telling myself, I was like, don't you forget this. Like, not that I like planned on, I never wanted an only child. Like and even when I was experiencing it, I was like, I can't believe I have to do this again or that I'll want to do this again. And Jared and I go back and forth. Like Jared's weird. He's like so content with one. He's like, he's content with one. He like knows that in the future, like once he's like 4 or 5, he'd be like, oh crap, I want another one. You know, he knows that. So I think this summer, I think like August, I think August is like the date I'm giving myself. We'll start trying again. And it's really terrifying.
Like, because I hate to say it, it's like a little bit of dread.
Yeah, it's totally dread. It's like I have a little PTSD over it because like my life was just really like, yeah, I woke up with a permanent hangover and I threw up for 7 months. It was, of course, more manageable after 20 weeks. 22 weeks was when I started to be like, I know. I started to feel like I could sort of live a life again while on Zofran until about 30 weeks. I stopped taking Zofran about like 20 weeks. And yeah, so I'm dreading it for sure. And well, I guess that's all I have to say. I forget how bad it was because when I had a stomach virus, or like food poisoning or something a couple weeks ago, and I was like, oh my God, I am now terrified because it all just came back to me.
Oh, and it's so hard being sick when you have kids. We just all had COVID over Christmas. Both my kids, me and my husband, we got it for the first time. And man, that was spanked us. It was, I mean, two sick parents, two sick kids. It was a shit show. So
that's horrible.
When you're sick and like you're in those moments, you're like laying in bed and you're like, I can't imagine, like you don't want to sign up for it again. I had that moment of like, can I do it again? Like, can my body handle?
How do you do it when you had, like, I mean, you did it. You did it. You did it when you had another kid. So how were you sick while you had Joaquin?
My husband, luckily, he's like, you know, because COVID, he can work from home a couple days a week. So thankfully he's around to help a lot. Because I actually really liked your podcast talking about like, if you need help, like I still haven't dialed in my childcare. So like, it's almost impossible to work from home and I do real estate. So it's just divide and conquer, honestly. Yeah. And like, he'll be like, go get in bed. And, you know, like we just try to make it work. And luckily they're both sleeping through the night, but that's the worst when is Dawson sleeping through the night?
No, it's okay. He's not. I can't do the cry it out method. I just like can't do it.
Yeah.
And I think that's like the only thing I could do at this point. And I don't know.
When does he wake
up? It's
just
hard. He usually will wake up like
certain times
every night, 3 to 4 hours after he goes to bed. So like normally like somewhere in between like midnight and 1, which always happens to be when I'm going to bed. So it's like frustrating, but also good at the same time. Bed super late because I enjoy those last couple hours.
Your time
to myself. I also, that's my time. And then he goes to bed late. Like I put him to bed at 8 and I like that because then he wakes up at 8. And yes. I need to
in the
sleep
morning.
In. Yeah.
Girl, that's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I'm like one of those people that's like stay up late, sleep in late. So because I can do that with my schedule, being able to have him sleep till 8 is amazing.
My son's been waking up at 3:34 lately just because in the morning my husband gets up with him or 5:30. He doesn't sleep past 5:30 ever.
No. Like why?
Yeah,
why do they do this?
I don't
know. What is in this
child
brain?
And he used to sleep
till
7. We did the sleep coaches and all this stuff. And my lady is amazing if you ever need her. But she would say to you, just let him cry it out.
I know.
They'll wake up because he knows you're going to come in there.
I know. But
does Jared go in there with you?
No, he's in our room still. He's got the crib in our room.
I love your house, by the way. You are so thriving, girl. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
By the way, I do think offline, I think we should plan like a girls' fun trip sometime. The reason I couldn't come do your stuff with the, you're doing some Mother's Day stuff in LA with Amy Sugarman. I was still dealing with postpartum anxiety and I was like, I can't. The thought of getting on a flight, I was like, I can't.
I guess what? I got COVID that weekend and I didn't go.
Did you?
They did it without me. I was
Is Amy still in the picture, by the way? I miss her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Amy's the best. She just started Chris Harrison's podcast and Lance Bass's podcast.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Goodbye. She's amazing. Should I close off with one question or just say
yeah, let's do it.
What's your most favorite Instagram post you've ever done? And what do you have cooking? What's cooking in the, tell me what's
Instagram world
bringing joy right now?
Well, we have a couple of really fun makeup tutorials, or like, they're not like, you know, step-by-step, like 20-minute YouTubes, but just like how to contour your lips in 1 minute. And contouring your lips is like a thing that I never knew. Well, your lips are amazing. I've always been obsessed with your lips. I know that's a very strange thing to say.
No, thank you. Yeah. I've never had injections, but I like them.
Really? They look natural, and I'm feeling they were natural because, you know, you really were on The Bachelor before lip injections were a very common thing, or before they perfected them, you know, back in, you know, a decade ago, it was like, well, if you got lip injections, they were obvious. But now
I had Botox back then. I started getting Botox when I was like 23.
Really?
Yeah.
I started when I was 26, right before the show. Yeah, and I feel like I need to, yeah, it is. And I feel like I really, like, I know it's a want and it's not a need, but guess what? It's a little bit of a need.
I just got mine done. Yeah, because we're like thinking about having another baby. I was like, I better go in there.
Better do it now. Yeah, I know, right? In the summer, I'm going to do like the whole works. My Botox actually lasted quite some time. It wasn't really worn off until like a month or two before he was born.
Oh, you are lucky. Because I just feel like, talk about feeling haggard while you're pregnant. Like, it's like everything is, everything was just like, and luckily there's filters because you just feel so drained.
There's filters. Thank God for them. Yeah.
So, but let's talk about your, weird. I want to hear about your lip tutorials because I'll be, where can I find them?
They're going to be on Instagram like within the next week or so. So then I'm going to do my skincare too, since like my skin has just reformed itself over the past year, thanks to medications too. And I'm just going to be like, yo, you can go like that very clean eating route. I get it. The whole like holistic, that's great. But like for me, I'm not going to say no to cheese and brownies and creamy pasta. Mm-mm. Can't do it. Going to live my life. Going to take my spironolactone. But then I'm just, yeah, I'm worried about getting off of it. But whatever, you know, you can feel bad about yourself for a few months and then have a child for the rest of your life.
Well, Ashley, thank you so much for joining us. You're my first interview and I kind of thought, like, thank you for being so patient with me. So it's going to be good.
You're great. You're talented. You're amazing at this. You're great at spilling tea and being honest and authentic and vulnerable. And guess what? thank you again, just so much for that incredible intro and a wonderful conversation. And you are so easy to talk to. And that is probably one of the main keys to having a successful podcast.
Thank you so much to Ashley I, a legend. Thank you for tuning in. I really hope you guys enjoyed. I have some big guests coming up, so stay tuned. It's going to be a lot of fun. Courtney Robertson here, and I am off contract.